I guess I'll wait for Tommy. By the time, I mean, hopefully he got in his car. If he gets here by 7:20, it's salvageable. Hit record. Just tell him to leave.
Fuck. How do we fucking do this?
Boy, are you on Threads? Tell me the truth.
Nah, man. I'm not fucking joining that shit. It's bad enough that I'm on Instagram, man. Are you kidding me? And I'm like... And I don't mean like, oh, I'm passively on it. Like, I'm actively on Instagram. I use Instagram way more than Twitter now. I never thought it would be like
you
that.
You didn't know that.
Yeah, I barely use Twitter.
What you be doing on there?
I'll just...
DMs? Sliding into people's DMs? What's up?
Nah, I wish. Nah, you know, just like all of my boxing friends are on there. So, you know, like they when they post like their reels or whatever and I'm in the videos, like I add them to my Instagram stories. And so I started putting like videos up there, you know? And it's just aww, kind of a friendlier interface for like sharing videos with your friends, which by the way, look, this is going to feel really aggressive cuz a lot of people do this. And I'm just saying I really appreciate you and I love you all very much. God, I fucking hate getting videos from people, man. I hate it's my least favorite thing about social media. And I know that's so stupid because I'm so lonely. and it's very genuinely nice to hear people. When I get a message from somebody and it's a video, I want to fucking throw my phone against the wall.
Wait, why? Why?
I want to break my phone in half.
Oh, wait, tell me. What's the psychology?
I don't know if I'm being honest with you. I don't know. I think a part of my brain is like overwhelmed. Like I'm already overstimulated with the amount of videos that all these apps like YouTube, Instagram just kind of mindlessly throws me in and I get lost in a vortex. You know, like I'm already overstimulated by that it's like I'm triggered. Like I get triggered a little bit when people send me videos, right? Or like even memes, if I'm being honest with you, like even memes, I get a little upset and I don't know why. It's like really bad. I mean, it genuinely makes me feel like I'm a bad friend because like someone sends me a video and I don't want to respond anymore. Like I'm tired of saying haha, you know what I mean? I'm tired of sending like the laugh emoji.
Okay, then you know, I think that's the problem. I think you're so like, there's something here, man. This is hold on, let me take out my little journal.
I'm leaning down on the couch. I'm leaning down. I'm doing it.
I'm crossing my legs.
All right.
There's something here. Let's work with this.
All right, let's work with it. What's going on, man?
I've found a long time ago that like. Fake laughing and in trying to force myself to enjoy things when I don't makes me feel so burnt out. And I found that like I hated going out with friends and feeling bad when I get home, like feeling like,
yeah,
I didn't like, wow, I didn't hang out with, like, it just felt bad. I should have stayed home, and which is awful because friends are not supposed to make you feel like that. And when I stopped doing it, I still do it now. I still absolutely fake laugh and make jokes that I usually wouldn't for the sake of wanting to fit in or wanting to make someone laugh. But it's exhausting, man. I think it sounds like you're reaching your point of exhaustion. You don't want to it's just maybe you do find it funny, maybe you don't, but it just sounds like you're just like, I'm sick of these lame ass videos that like, what do you want me to say?
I think this is like new to me, cause I'm not used to doing that. Like I was never someone that like, at least in my mind, I was never someone that like fake laughed at people or like at people's jokes and stuff. Like if there was something I found funny, I would laugh. And most of the time, you know, like it's not that hard to make me laugh. Like I enjoy when people do bits or joke around and stuff. you know, but I'm not, I wouldn't like force anything harder than, you know, and I think, but I think you're right. I think like this is very new to me having like, it does feel like someone constantly telling jokes, right? And it's like at a certain point, it doesn't matter how good the joke is, right? Like at a certain point, it doesn't, like when you're at a comedy show for long enough, the comedian could be hilarious, you know? The comedian could be like Neil Brennan, fucking whatever. I don't know how people sit in an audience for an hour and still laugh at all the jokes. I find myself doing this thing when I go to comedy shows where if it goes on for too long, I do start to get a little bit angry. maybe angry isn't the right word, but like I start getting a little frustrated. I'm like, all right, fuck it. All right, wrap it up. Yeah. You know, get your money up, not your funny up. How about that, fucking guy?
Give me your tight 1 hour, bro. I know you're adding some shit. Don't try shit with me, man.
Yo, stop ad-libbing. Get to the scripted shit.
Yeah. I know you're in California, but shut up. Do your shit that I saw already.
Dude, I mean, truly, like, I think that's what it feels like is when I get, you know, like, videos from people and stuff, I feel like people are just constantly trying to make me laugh, and I'm tired of it. I'm done. I don't want to laugh anymore. I don't want to laugh. There it is. You heard it. I don't want to laugh. I don't want to fucking laugh.
Honestly,
it's making it harder to like be a normal friend. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I used to be an above and beyond friend. I used to be a friend that you could like really lean on, you know, and like it, regardless of at what stage of our friendship, right? Whether it's like you or, you know, someone that I met like a few months ago, I felt like I was an above and beyond friend. Like it was like, damn, dude, like Tony will really just like listen to you, you know, and just like hear you out and like let you vent or like talk about some deep shit. And now I'm like, I'm overwhelmed. Maybe because of all the fucking reels I've been getting. Honestly, I wish I could like share a little bit of emotional weight with you and maybe, you know, like make you feel better. I feel like every time someone looks at me now, I have dead eyes and I'm like, I just want it to stop. I just want people to stop sending me fucking videos, especially ones that I've already seen. Oh my God. If I've already seen it, dude, if I already seen it, it's like, fuck, man. I get stressed. I'm like, what am I supposed to say? Cause you can't say, oh yeah, I saw this one. Cause that's not what they wanted to hear, you know? And what is that at? Like, and honestly, man, sometimes I started doing this thing like maybe a few months ago, maybe the beginning of this year, where I just stopped responding, right? I just didn't say anything. I'm like, they're going to send a video. And if they send me a video and I see it's like, oh, blah, 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 sent you a reel, I'm just not going to be on my phone for like a day. Like, I'm just going to, I close the app. I'm not online. I'm not going to read it. It's just like, I'm not going to respond. You know what I found, Jesus?
What?
Oftentimes people send another video. They just send another one. And then that's when I was like, oh, my response is truly irrelevant in this like engagement. I'm a captive audience. Like, I can't escape, you know? And what am I supposed to, and that's the thing, these aren't like online friends, you know what I mean? They're like real people. And that's why this is like, what I'm saying right now is questionable. This might not make it into an episode. That's what I mean. It's like they're real people that I see like almost every day, right? I'm not, what am I gonna sit there and be like, stop sending me videos? Like, no, I gotta, if I say that, I gotta get up and see that person the next morning and be like, oh, hey, man, how's it going? Right? So that's what I'm saying. I was like, look, I feel like I'm being held hostage. You know? I just don't want to laugh anymore. Zeus, I'm tired. I haven't laughed. I haven't laughed. I haven't laughed at a video in so long, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. You're a shell of a man.
I know.
I don't know what you mean, but man. You're a husk.
Oh, man, I know. Thanks for letting me get it out at least. I'm shaking right now. I'm shaking a little bit. That was intense. That was a lot more intense than I thought. Like, dude, honestly, I think I've been holding that in for a while. I think I've been holding that in for a while. Oh. All right, look.
It's good you let it out.
I feel the subject changing, and I got to just say one more thing. One last thing. I felt myself being assimilated, man.
Yeah.
Because I was like, the only way that I could maybe make this stop, make the constant stream stop, is if I send videos back. Right?
Oh, no.
So that's what I did. That's what I started doing. I started sending them back. Serious. To the point where it's like, now I'm looking for videos to send to people.
No, no.
Yeah, man.
Dude, you're no.
Yeah.
You're doing this wrong. Oh, Tommy's here.
Oh, fuck.
No. I'm going to go get him.
It's just me now. Zeus fell down the stairs. Zeus couldn't handle what I told him. I really appreciate when people send me messages and stuff and say nice things and tell me jokes and say hi, you know, and respond to my stupid videos. It's just like, if we could limit it to like a video a week, just meter it out, you know, never send more than one video in a day. You know what I mean? It's like, I didn't see the last 5 videos, you know, I can't keep up, man. I'm sorry. I wish I was better. I wish I was better. I wish I was different. I'm gonna go to bed. I love you. I love you so much.